but to worship the King of Kings, our Maker. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Amen.
That you are in this place. Hallelujah. We honor you this morning. Hallelujah.
It's all saying, worthy, worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Sing worthy.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. Deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Lord, you're worthy.
Worthy
Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters and to mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. Sing with me, so remember.
my family and he. I speak in the name of the Lord. Every cycle of addiction and he. Every voice of condemnation and he. I speak in the name of the Lord. I speak in the name of the Lord. I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me. In the name of Jesus, I'm breaking off every lie that I once believed. The one who lives in me has all authority. The one who lives in me has all authority.
Every darkness of depression,
yes, Lord,
ends here. Every bondage, every sickness, yes, Lord, ends here. I speak in the name of the Lord. Oh, I speak in the name of the Lord.
Taking back what the enemy stole from me. In the name of Jesus, I'm breaking off every lie that I once believed. The one who lives in me has all authority. The one who lives in me has all authority.
Back the enemy, to fight from the victory, and it's about time I used it. You've given me authority to push back the enemy, to fight from the victory.
In the name of Jesus, I'm breaking off every lie that I once believed. The one who lives in me has all authority. The one who lives in me has all authority.
I'm taking back, yeah, yeah.
I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me. In the name of Jesus. breaking off every lie that I once believed. The one who lives in me has all authority. The one who lives in me has all authority.
The one who lives, the one who lives in me
has all authority.
The one who lives in me
has all authority.
The one who lives,
the one who lives in me
has all authority.
The one who lives, the one who lives in me has all authority.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The one who lives in me has all authority.
Yes, sir.
But that authority does me, does you no good if we don't exercise it. The word of God says, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. God said, my people, his people perish. Do you think God wants his people to perish? Of course not. But he says, that's what happens. Because they lack knowledge. It's the knowledge that you and I have that empowers us to experience all God has for us. Today is going to be a very special time with the Lord. It's going to be a deliverance service. We, every one of us, need to experience the deliverance of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Something is going to happen to you today. Something's going to happen to me today. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is going to do something very unique for you today. Are you ready for it? I say this so that you can position yourself in a place of expectation, expectancy. That is the environment where God moves, the place of expectancy. And as you expect God to meet you where you are today, you will leave this place transformed. Amen? You will mark this day as the day that everything began to change for you. Do you receive that? I said, do you receive that? You don't sound like it. Do you receive that? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated for a moment. Worship team, thank you so very much for a powerful session of worship. But I'm going to call Sister Lindsay. If you may just come stand over there for a moment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Last Friday, when I called you to come pray, I heard the voice of the Lord. He called you deaconess. He said, deaconess. So today, I'm going to ask Mom and I to lay hands on you, to reposition you in the grace that God has placed on your life. Every position that God calls us to has a particular authority invested in it. A deaconess is, or a deacon, somebody that is a servant, has a servant heart, and is servicing God's people. The Lord says that if we want to be the greater, we have to first be servants. And the Lord showed it to us even before he went to the cross. He served, washing the feet of his disciples. Today, God is going to touch you, and he's going to grace you with the capacity and the ability to be of good service. When we are called to serve, God is elevating us. You have served, and you continue to serve in so many facets of this work. But for the first time I heard it, deaconess. So today, I am going to stand with Mama. We're going to lay hands on you. We're going to commission you on this calling that God has on your life. It's something that you're doing already, but now you'll be propelled with a backing, all the necessary backings that you need to fulfill God's mandate on your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Jesus' mighty name. We raise you up to your new place. Let grace abound. Deaconess Lindsay Hammond. Receive your impartation and step into your calling in Jesus' name. Let your eyes be open. Let your ears be open. Let your mouth be open to declare. May the God of heaven surround you with his favor as with a shield. Amen. God, you're blessed. Bless you.
need and I feel it. Just say, I receive.
I receive.
Yeah, you are truly anointed today. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Okay. You can take off. I'll bring it.
Just leave my praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You never know what God is going to do and when he's going to do it, but it is well. Hallelujah. Well, there's a special anointing on Lindsay. And doesn't matter whether she feels it or you feel it, she got a true deposit. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody say, me too.
Me too.
Hallelujah. If God shows up, you don't want him to pass you by. Say, do not pass me by. Visit me and my family. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
All right. God day, everyone. It's good to see you again. Let us pray. This morning, I'm going to pray. If you are sick and you have issues with yourself or any part of your body, I want you to come to the altar and then lay your own hands on that spot while I pray. All right, so please do that quietly. And then after I finish praying, you just go back to your seat. I will not be touching anybody. I will just stretch my hands and let the Lord touch you.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
And if you have a loved one that is also dealing with an issue, you can also stand for that person. There's another person that God wanted to anoint this morning as a deacon. I did not see him here, you know, because we don't discuss this thing. The Spirit of God just speaks. As he spoke to him about Lindsay, he also spoke to me about someone. And I pray at the right moment, you will not miss your time of visitation, and you'll be in the house of the Lord at the right time. Amen. All right, let us rise and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another wonderful day that you've given to us. We give you praise. We thank you for your faithfulness. You are faithful not sometimes, you're faithful all the time. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And from everlasting to everlasting, you'll be forever faithful. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for our families. We thank you for your hand that is upon every one of us. We thank you, God, that we did not come just to visit a place this morning. We came to meet with you. And before we came, you are here. Your holy presence saturates this place. We know you are here because you are alive and well. And because you live also, we shall also live also. Today we bless your holy name. Thank you for every member of our families. Thank you for all our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our parents, our great-grandchildren, our seeds. Every member of our family, from age 120 plus to zero form, every one of them, every decade of life, from seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every single one of them, you remember every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning we commit our lives to you. We thank you for your healing virtue that is present. This morning you have sent your word and you are healing your people. By the stripe of Jesus, be healed, be restored, be made whole. May everything that is inside your system that is working against you be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. May your system begin to work for you. May your ears be opened. May your ears be healed. May your eyes be healed. May your organs be healed. All your internal and external organs. Your heart be healed. Your lungs be healed. Your liver be healed. Your kidneys be healed. Your pancreas be healed. Your stomach be healed. Every part of you, your limbs, your bones, your cells, even your hair be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every part of you, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed, be restored, be made whole. Everything turn around now, begin to walk well for you. Begin to walk well for you. Turn around, turn around, turn around. Be walking well for every single body in the mighty name of Jesus. By the stripe of Jesus, you are healed. Your testimony has changed. Instead of deteriorating body, you have advanced body. Body that is healthy. Healthy, juicy, very vigorous and wonderful. In the mighty name of Jesus. Healing parts, even parts that are not functioning, they begin to function now. In the name of Jesus. Send the word of the Lord into your blood vessels, into your cells, your bones. Every part of you, hallelujah, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, hallelujah, turn to be well in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Turn to be whole in the name of Jesus.
Name.
Lord, we thank you for your mighty Jesus. Works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord, that right now you've started touching people. Some wonderful things are happening. Mm. And we thank you that they will receive good news from their doctors.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
So.
Father, heal families.
Amen.
Heal their relationship.
Amen.
Heal their homes.
Yes, Lord.
Heal their children.
Yes, Lord.
Heal their spouses.
Yes, Lord.
Heal their relationship.
Baba, Father,
heal
Jesus.
Their finance.
Hallelujah.
Heal
Amen.
Their businesses.
Hallelujah.
Heal
Amen.
Families. Let the joy of the Lord return back to families.
Amen.
Instead of crying and wailing and anger and frustration and bitterness, let the joy of the Lord be restored.
Amen.
Joy, 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 joy.
Amen.
Joy, 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 joy.
Amen.
We speak peace, 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 peace over every household.
Hallelujah.
And we say, peace
Hallelujah.
Be still
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your mighty works.
Oh God,
in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe it, say, I receive my portion.
I receive my portion.
Say, I receive my portion.
I receive my portion.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we just thank you for the service, that your name will be lifted high.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for all that you are doing for us.
Yes,
we are forever grateful.
Amen.
May our heart always serve you. May our mind always serve you.
Hallelujah.
May our bodies always serve you.
Hallelujah.
Bless every family represented.
Hallelujah.
Strengthen them.
Hallelujah.
Touch the nations.
Touch
Israel.
Touch
your people, Lord.
Touch
Canada.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch Nigeria.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch United States of America.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch Bosnia.
Amen.
Touch Yugoslavia. Touch Italy.
Yes,
draw your people to you.
Mm.
Bring them close to you, Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace to the nations. Every nation where someone is calling the name of the Lord, save them, O Lord.
Amen.
Draw the people to you.
Yes.
Let there be revival. Let there be a turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Continue to remove evil workers and evil leaders from the nations and establish righteous leaders in the name of Jesus. For righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach. May every reproach leave our nation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the government work well for the people and let the people also work well for the government. In the name of Jesus. Revive us again, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Revive the churches.
Yes, Lord.
Let people come to church and not go home sick.
Mm.
Let them come to church and not go home poor.
Mm.
Let them come to church and their household is healed.
Yes, Lord.
Of everything, wholeness restored. That they will spend their time praising God,
yeah,
rejoicing and dancing, When they worship in thanksgiving, not in crying and mourning, but in joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. For those who are mourning, comfort them. Amen. For those who are expecting a miracle, may the miracle show up in their house.
Amen.
Show up in their hands.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless all our seeds and our seeds. Bless the time of our fellowship this morning.
Hallelujah.
Let your word come with power,
yes,
with grace, with favor,
Amen.
With mercy, with truth. Healing, deliverance, wholeness,
yes,
restoration, and testimonies,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pray for my extended family,
yes,
as the time is coming close where we will now say a physical goodbye to our sister Helen. Lord, strengthen my family members.
Amen.
Fill them with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Comfort them.
Yes,
let them know that Helen was promoted to stay with you. And strengthen everyone, oh God, friends and relatives. They know that living this earth is a good thing if you are in the Lord. But if you are not in the Lord, it's not a good thing. Father, save families. Save souls. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural strength. And all that needs to be taken care of will all be accomplished. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your word now do what it needs to do. You send your word and you heal them. You deliver them from all their destruction. Let deliverance take place this morning. As your word is going forth, let it go like laser beam, with precision, taking care of every detail that it needs to take care of. We thank you for taking care of this household need, every need met. Those in debt, set them free from their debt. Set them free from their debt. Provide for them. Let there be testimonies of debt cancellation, debt freedom, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your total provision for the household of faith and the household of your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
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 God bless you. You may be seated. Apostle.
So when you're praying about anything, find the word of God that speaks about that thing and speak that word back to God. God's word does not say, oh God, I don't have money to pay for my rent, my mortgage. So Lord, I need money for my mortgage. That's not what the word of God says. The word of God says, my God shall supply all my needs. So I say to God, you are the supplier of all my needs, and I thank you that the mortgage is paid for. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the seed that I've been able to sow. You said you'll multiply my seed sown. I've been obedient to your word, and I give you praise that it is so accomplished now, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for every one of you who've taken time to present yourself in the house of the Lord this morning. You're not here by accident. And God is going to do something for you today that is needful. In the book of Obadiah, the first chapter, we read some very powerful words about the deliverance that God brings to his people. Verse 17 says, But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. One of the factors of deliverance is the ability to become holy. Until you're delivered, holiness becomes an issue. Walking holy before God becomes an issue because you're not delivered. You're still in bondage. It says, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. That hints to us that they had possessions that they were not possessing. But that when deliverance comes, the capacity to possess what is your possession becomes a reality. Somebody shout hallelujah. Today, you and I are going to possess what belongs to us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're going to possess what belongs to you. There are things that belong to you that you do not know. There are things that belong to you that you know about but have been stolen from you. There are things that you possess or own that belongs to you that you have no access to because you've been shut out of it. But today, all of the reasons why you don't have what belongs to you stops. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's going to stop today. I didn't say tomorrow, I said it stops today. I didn't say next week, next year. I said when? Today, now, 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 now. Say now. I possess my possessions. Now, part of the reason why we do not possess our possessions is because of haters. Haters. People that just hate you. They don't want your well-being. And the Bible tells us, I'll take it up from verse 10, about what God is going to do about these haters. Part of the reason why they did not step into the wholeness that God had for them. If you start reading from verse 1, you start seeing all of the details. But I'll take it from verse 10. It says, for thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee. And thou shalt be cut off forever. God is saying to the hater who went against his brother, he says, shame is going to cover you because of your hate and your violence against your brother. Verse 11 says, in the day that thou stoodst on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou was as one of them. In other words, you stood with the enemy. Are we together? It says, you were violent against your brother. Two, you stood on the side of the enemy against your brother. When you saw your brother being captured and held captive, you were busy shutting your eyes to it and celebrating the demise of your brother. Part of the reason why we are shut out is the fact that we many times are not our brother's keeper. Hello? Not your brother's keeper. You're not there fighting for your brother, fighting for your sister, fighting for your family. Instead, you are busy pointing fingers and saying, Well, you deserve it. If we all got what we deserved, none of us will be here. Let me say that again. If we all got what we deserved, none of us will be here. And God is saying to these countries, you did not deal with your brother properly. You are violent against your brother. Wait a minute. Let's go back. Let's see which persons he's talking about. Let's go to verse 1 and read down quickly. It says, the vision of Obadiah, thus said the Lord God concerning Edom. Oh, not Israel? Edom. He says, we have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I've made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart had deceived thee. Thou dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? In other words, you proud and arrogant, Edom, and you standing against your brother. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. If thieves came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? In essence, God is saying, listen, if thieves came and they started stealing, they will steal as much as they want and leave something. If grape gatherers come, they will gather as much grapes as they want and they leave something. But you leave nothing. Edom, how are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee, have I deceived thee and prevailed against thee? They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Shall I not in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau? This is God speaking. So he's talking to Edom. And he's saying, Edom, Israel is supposed to be your brother. The Lord says, we can't be our brother's keeper. We are not here to celebrate the downfall of people. We're here to help them stand, find salvation, find peace, not speak wickedness into their lives. And God says, because of that, I'm going to do certain things. You are going to be cut down, he says. You are going to be covered with shame. Now, that goes through for anybody. Nothing happens by chance and by accident in the realm of the spirit. There's always a reason and a cause for something that happens. And God is identifying what was going to happen to Edom and why. And maybe you and I might be standing like the Edomites today, but I thank God that there's room for forgiveness and redemption. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 11. It says, in the day that thou stoodst on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, forces of your brother, and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem. Even thou was as one of them. You were with them. You were like them. You stood with them. But thou shouldst not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done that. Neither should thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. You shouldn't have done that. Neither shouldst thou have spoken proudly in the day of their distress. You shouldn't have done that. Thou shouldst not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yes, they were going through a crisis. Yes, they were going through troubles, but you shouldn't have celebrated. I say today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that anyone that's been celebrating your failure, celebrating your destruction, celebrating your calamity, they are in trouble. Even now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there will be a... Hallelujah. Thou shouldst not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither shouldst thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. You did not. You were there. Instead of you helping those that are escaping the destruction, you were there cutting them down. You were blocking them so that nobody escapes. You are siding with the enemy. People who stand with the devil when the brother is fallen, when the brother is struggling and celebrating their failure, they fall also. I do not want to point fingers, but once upon a time there was a guy called Jimmy S. That's all I will say. You finish it. Who was going so hard and attacking another guy called Jim B. You finish it. And we know the end of that story. Jimmy S. was busy with the same problem, bawling his eyes off. I have sinned. Well, when you go against your brother, the wind is going to blow. And as they say in Africa, when the wind blows, the behind of the chicken gets exposed. Too deep for you. Ah, listen, you're not called to be a fruit inspector bringing judgment on everybody. You're called to strengthen your brother. If you're strong, strengthen your brother. While you're busy pointing your finger at everybody, many more fingers are pointing back at you. You are not as strong as you think you are. If it were not for the grace of God, you would be like them. Oh, I'm so anointed, I'm so this. No, 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 no. Listen, 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 listen. The devil has cut down stronger, more capable, more anointed people than you. Don't think you're that smart. The guy who was able to take a third of the angels in heaven deceived them. Who are you? He deceived angels. And you think you cannot be deceived? No. When you see your brother going through deception, it is not your place to start doing all kinds of crazy. It's your place to pray for them, to trust God. Come alongside of them and say, how can I help? How can I explain this to you? What can I do to help you stand? We are called to help each other stand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So God is is coming against these Edomites and telling them what's going to happen. He says, for the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. When people do wicked things and they think they're getting away with it, God says, you're a liar. Because whatever it is that you're doing is coming back on you. You spend your time hating, hate is going to come back to you. That's the seed you're sowing. That's the harvest you're going to have. If you sow the wind, you will reap the whirlwind, the word of God says. Hello? People sit in church and all they do is pointing fingers. And God says, you like that, right? I tell you what, many more fingers are going to point at you. You bring healing to people. You speak life to people who are struggling, and you give them grace to help them stand. Grace will come to you. The Bible says that when we practice forgiveness, love covereth a multitude of sins. You don't blow up all people's issues and expose them all over the place. What credit are you getting from? What good are you getting from that? You should do everything to cover their nakedness. Protect your brother. Protect your sister. Protect those that are struggling. Be there with them and hold them up. Leave no man behind. Praise the Lord. Leave no one behind. They may have messed up royally, then royally, in a dignified way, get them out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It says, for as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain, you've drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. But upon my mount Zion. In essence, God saying, time up, expiry. You've had your day, you've had your time, you thought you've defeated my people, you thought that you can shame them. But I'm saying to you, it stops now. I don't know what accusation has come upon your life. Today, I want you to step across from that place and understand that God is bringing you to his mount. And upon the mountain of the Lord, there shall be deliverance. The God who allowed you to go through that crisis is the God who's taking you out of that crisis state and establishing you again. Amen? And he's saying, I am cleaning you up and I'm making you holy. And I'm bringing you to the place where you will now possess your possessions. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. It says, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire. Glory be to God. The house of Jacob, the house of Israel, will become a fire. Now, why does the word of God use the house of Jacob instead of the house of Israel? Jacob was the life of the man who was a supplanter, a liar, defeated, struggling. Jacob was the liar. Jacob was the one who claimed to be Esau. And so when God wanted to turn everything around for Jacob, as he wrestled with God, wrestled with the angel, and he said, You got to bless me. I'm not going to let you go without you blessing me. The angel said, what's your name? Because I can only bless the real person. You said the last time that you were Jacob to take the blessing. Now I want to know what your real name is. What's your name? He said, my name is Jacob. And then God said, okay, now we're talking. Now from now on, you're no longer going to be Jacob. I'm going to take you past that place to a new place. Your name from now on is going to be Israel. Somebody's going to have a name change. Hallelujah. I said somebody's going to have a name change. Today God is going to turn your story around. He's going to take you past you recognizing who you were. Not a fake you, the real you. And bring you to a place where you become the new you for His glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know who that person is. You're struggling with pornography. Today is going to be the last day for it. Hallelujah. God is going to break you free. Hallelujah. Your mind has been just screwed up. But today God is going to set you free if you're willing to be free. If you're willing and obedient, God will set you free today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jacob shall be a fire and the house of Joseph a flame. He says, and the house of Esau for stubble. In other words, I'm going to so do a work in your life that you're going to consume that which celebrated your failure and your defeat. God is turning your story around today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Now in Isaiah 25, remember God says about Esau and Edom, he says, you are going to be covered with shame. Do you remember that? He says, you're going to be covered. You're going to be veiled with shame. Now, God wants to take off that veil off of His people. The Word of God says in Isaiah 25, beginning to read from verse 6. He says, and in this mountain, somebody say, in this mountain. What mountain? The mountain of the Lord, the mountain of Zion, where there is deliverance. It says, and in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he... watch this. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people. The face of what? Covering. Many times the enemy covers your glory. Let me say that again. The enemy covers your glory. The glory of God that's on your life, covered, so that you are veiled from people seeing who you are. They don't see your business. They don't see you as a person. Promotions go past you. People that are behind you get ahead of you because nobody's seeing you. You've been veiled. But today, that veil is going to come off. Somebody shout hallelujah. I said, the veil is going to come off. I said, the veil is going to come off. I said, the veil is going to come off. Whatever it is that's been hiding the glory of God on your life is going to come off of you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It says, He will destroy in this mountain, the mountain of deliverance, the face of the covering that's been cast over all people and the veil that's spread over all nations. that veil that's hiding what God wants to do is going to be peeled off by the authority of His word. If you receive that, say amen. It says He will swallow up death. That, when we talk about death, we're talking about that which separates from the source or from the holding. So, a person dies when their spirit leaves this holding or container called the body. Separation. Death is about separation. And God's word says here, He will swallow up death in victory. When did the Lord Jesus Christ do this? He did it when He rose again from the dead. And last week, God said to us, rise. Hallelujah. We heard the word of God, rise. You have the authority to rise. Now, we are going to rise by the authority of the word of God, and we're going to do that victoriously, for God is going to say, oh, death, where is your victory? You don't have the power anymore. You that kept the people of God from the essence of what God had for them, your power is broken, because they will now join again with God. And the God who they are joined with has glory, and that glory is coming upon His people. Somebody shout hallelujah. It says, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. He wants to do it for everybody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He wants to do it for everybody. And what is the message that I have? The message is this, that I need to go to my brother, my sister, that is downcast, defeated, in shame, confused. God has come to set you free. There is good news. God is not angry at you. God is at peace with you, because the Prince of Peace has come to your life, and today is a new day. It's a day of breakthroughs for you. You can come alive and know that God loves you. God wants you blessed in every area of your life. You don't need to walk in defeat. You don't need to walk in poverty. You don't need to walk any longer in sickness and in diseases, because God has come and He is rebuking whatever it is that is contradicting His word concerning you. The word of God says, and the rebuke of His people shall He take away from all the earth. My God. God says, I'm going to take the rebuke from all the earth. And who better is well positioned to experience this first, but those who know that their God is standing for them. Hallelujah. God says, I'm taking it off from everybody. Why? Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He swallowed up death in victory. Glory be to God. That veil must come off. That's one of the reasons why God symbolically tore the veil in the temple. He tore it from the top to the bottom. That was a very thick material. Just tore it. And why did He do it? So that the Holy of Holies can infiltrate the holy place and make the holy place the Holy of Holies too. Hallelujah. So my spirit and my soul are consumed with the very essence of who God is. He says, I'm going to rebuke on behalf of His people everything that is contrary to them. And then He says, for the Lord hath spoken it. God spoke it. And therefore we can say, it is said. Do you remember the Lord Jesus Christ saying, it is said? And the enemy left. As long as he just kept on saying, it is written, the enemy hung around. Even took him up the mountain. And was still saying, it is said, or it is written. But when he said, it is said, the devil had to leave. Because the people that know their God and what their God said are the people that will do exploits. Like never before, I truly do believe that the manifestations of the sons of God is here. We are not just going to quote it anymore. We're going to say we are what God says. We are the manifestations of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Until we come and we capture that essence of truth, we will still be pushing it further and further down the road and saying, oh, one of these days, there is going to be the manifestations of the sons of God. It's been 2,000 plus years. It's about time. Hallelujah. I said it's about time. And it's not based on we becoming so super righteous. It's based on God separating us and making us holy, taking us from the place of defeat and saying, no more shall your pain and your defeat be celebrated. Oh, how they celebrate. Oh, how they celebrate. And they talk about priests messing up. Oh, yeah, I knew it. Hypocrites, all of that. All of that's about to stop. Because God is going to have a church without spots, blemishes, or wrinkles. Amen? God is going to iron out everything, flush out everything, bleach out everything. In fact, he says, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. He didn't just say, I'm going to make you white as snow. He says, I'm going to, that sin, I'm going to flip it around. I'm going to make it white as snow. That's God. Though they be red as crimson, I shall make them white as wool. God, you're going to do that? Yeah, God says, see that bad sin that you are practicing? I'm going to flip it around. 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 Because the enemy is not going to keep you veiled anymore. Hallelujah. He says, and it shall be in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Somebody shout hallelujah. The veil is coming off. I said the veil is coming off. I say the veil is coming off. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. Matthew 5 and verse 16. The word of God says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men. How is it going to shine? Because the veil is removed. The limitations are removed. Whatever it is that's limiting you, limiting me, limiting the church of Jesus Christ, all of that gets off today. Hallelujah. Whatever is hiding the essence of the glory of God on your life, that thing is going to be lifted off of you today. Praise the Lord. You know, magnet doesn't go seeking for metal. Hello? The magnet just needs to be where it is, and the metal will come to it. Yeah? Do we agree? Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. As the veil is lifted off, glory will pull. The Word of God says that he will draw all men unto himself as we lift him up. That which is lifted up is exposed to view. Hallelujah. God is going to be lifted up in you. He'll be exalted in you. He'll be exalted in me. He'll be exalted in his church. And as we lift him up, he'll draw men. Because in the realm of the spirit, the laws, the natural laws of, how do I put this? Location, location, location means nothing anymore. For in the day of his power, the people will be what? Willing. Praise the Lord. John the Baptist was not in the city of Jerusalem, was he? He was where? In the wilderness. And where did the people go? They went to the wilderness, wherever he was. Praise the Lord. People will go where we are. Hallelujah. I said, people will go where? Where we are. Why? Because the veil is removed. Glory be to God. It is not by might, nor by power, but by his spirit, the word of God says. God says, let your light so shine before men. You know, it sounds very odd that God is saying, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works. Sounds rather strange, because that's not the way he will normally talk. He's the one who says, don't tell anybody. He just heals somebody and says, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. But now he says, there's going to be this time when your light shines so brightly, men are going to see your good works. And as they see your good works, the things that you are doing, not because you're doing it to show off, but because you're doing it, God will be glorified, not you. God is going to be glorified. Your Father which is in heaven, because your heart is about him. You're about to reveal him. Look at what God has done. Look at what we've been waiting for has now finally happened. Hallelujah. God wants to bring you to that place where you are experiencing his loving kindness and his tender mercies, and you are shouting it from the rooftop and saying, look what God has done. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants that veil removed. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, Paul is talking about the law and talking about grace. And he starts out talking about Moses and how Moses put on a veil on his face because he did not want the glory that was and the shine on his face to be seen diminishing. But there is a revival that God is bringing that's not going to diminish. Amen? Somebody hearing, there's a revival that God is putting in place that's not going to diminish. It's not going to stop. It's just going to keep on going on and on and on and on and on and on. It's not going to start and stop like revivals of the past. Oh, something's happening. Something's happening in Toronto. Something's happening in Pensacola. Something's happening in wherever. No. This revival, something's happening in Winnipeg, it's not going to stop. Amen? It's just going to keep on spreading and spreading and spreading and spreading and spreading. When is it going to stop? It's not stopping. It just keeps on igniting and catching fire, and it's burning up every spirit of Esau. All the celebration of the past that said, oh, look at them. They're going down. They're going down. We're not going down. We're going up higher. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. When the people turn to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. There's freedom. On Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Hallelujah. He says, but we all. You see, because God is about we all. It's about everybody. When he pours down the rain, it pours down on the good and the bad. A few years ago, the Lord said something to me. He said, my anointing is going to come powerfully upon the whole earth. And it's going to have two results. The righteous will become more righteous, more holy, and the wicked will become more wicked. He says, because the anointing multiplies whatever it comes in contact with. That's why every one of us need to come before God with a pure heart, so that as the grace of God comes, it will enhance that which is already in us. Glory be to God. You don't want pornography, because you're going to be exposed. You're going to be running naked looking for every nonsense out there. But when you are pure in heart, when the anointing comes, it enhances that which God has placed inside of you. You walk uprightly before the Lord. Is somebody listening? He says, but we all with open face, not veiled faces. The veil is removed. We all with open face, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Think about it this way. This is the mirror. He says, we have an open face. We're looking into that mirror. He says, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord. In essence, you're not looking at you. Come on. If you're looking at you, that's all you got. He says, but you're looking at the glory of the Lord. You're looking at the Lord. You're looking at the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He says, and as you are beholding him with an open face, beholding his glory, you are changed into the same image of that glory. And as that glory is changing, you're changing with it. In other words, it is not static. Hello? The glory of God is not static. It is progressive. God is unveiling new aspects of himself. And as you are looking at that, you are changing into whatever it is that you're looking at. That is also true if you are looking at the world. Then you're going to change into the image of the world. And the church, in so many cases, have been changing into the image of the world. We've used the world to be our standard. How crazy is that? When the world should look at us and say, we want what they've got. We water down everything to fit with the world. People go out and they watch baseball games and they are there for 6 hours. Yeah? 3 hours, 6 hours, sometimes up to 9 hours, if the game keeps on going. People go and watch football, and they are there until the game ends. Hours. They go and they watch movies, and they are there watching it for hours. They are in front of their television, and they're watching their television for hours. They're on the internet, and they're on the internet watching whatever for hours. But they come to church, and they want God to give them a 15-minute message. You preach too long. I'm not coming back. Oh, yeah? Why are you smiling? That's the world. We want to fit into the world. So pastors have to make up their messages to fit up into 30 minutes mini bites, because people are just so antsy to get out. Getting out to do what? Where are you going to? That's better than being in the house of God and hearing the voice of God and being transformed. Where are you going to? I gotta go. Oh yeah, I gotta go. Or you can embrace the word of God. We've just turned things fitting into the world. Meanwhile, there's a guy called Paul. He's busy preaching. Huh? He preaches for hours and hours and hours, and some guy drops from the story building, hits the ground dead. He goes there, prays over the guy, goes back up, and continues preaching. He's been preaching for hours, nonstop. Let's do that again today. Oh no, I need to go to Applebee's. I need to go to Olive Garden. Oh, there's a lineup at Red Lobster. Excuse me? Man should not live by bread alone. We've been changed into the same glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. What are you celebrating? Understand that what we're talking about here is about the dealings of God. What does God say? What does the Word of God say? His church, he said, I'm going to build it, but not based on the polling of the world, what people like. The Word of God tells us that in the last day, people are going to find, they're going to be preaching based on the itchy ears of people. What is your felt need? Your felt need is this: you're not going to hell. That's the felt need. What are we doing? But today the veil comes off. Amen? And we're going to shine forth the glory of God. And lives are going to be transformed. Minds are going to be renewed. Change is going to be established in the lives of his sons and his daughters. I want to go on to another aspect, but I'm not. Because I want to take this next moment to minister to you. I don't know where the enemy has veiled. Maybe he has created a veil around your business. Maybe he's created a veil around this church. Maybe he's created a veil around your family. Maybe he's created a veil around you so that nobody notices you. There are people that are veiled, and the right man or the right woman cannot see them, and so they're not married because of a veil. That veil is coming off there. Hallelujah. And when it comes off, you might have to find a stick to drive off all the all the people that do not belong. Hey, hey, no, no, not you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The veil is coming off. Do you receive that? Amen. And when the veil comes off, you're going to behold Jesus as he really is. And the people that know their God do not perish. They do exploits. Hallelujah. Do you receive that word? All right. Well, we're going to do this. You're going to take your cup of communion with you. Praise the Lord. And you're going to take your offering with you. Hallelujah. You're going to form a line over on this side here. And you're going to come one by one. Mama and I are going to symbolically take the veil off of you. Hallelujah. So that you become visible. So that God's glory begins to shine forth, unveiled, unhindered. Praise God. Whatever the enemy has put on you to shame you, to limit you, is going to come off. And sometimes those limitations are the words that people speak, things that people have said, and things that you've come to believe as your truth, which is a lie. Hallelujah. There's a song that was sung this morning. I'm going to take back what the enemy stole from me. Yes? Okay. What an appropriate song for this service. I'm going to break the bondage of the lies that I once believed. All of that is going to come off. Praise God. All right, Mama, please come. Take your communion. Bring your offering. Drop your offering. We'll take that veil off of you. And then you're going to take your communion. You're going to take your communion without the veil any longer in you. Now, before you come here, if there's anyone here today that needs to give their lives to Jesus Christ, say, I am not saved. I want to ask Jesus to come into my life, to be my Lord and my Savior. I want to be saved. If that's you, just raise your hand. I'm going to lead you in a prayer of faith so that you can boldly say, I am saved. I am a new creation. Is there anybody like that that needs to ask Jesus into their hearts today? Anybody like that? Okay. Let's get the children to come on in. Glory be to God. Children, get Jesus to get the children to come in. All right, form a line. You can start. I'm going to pray for those of you that are listening on YouTube and Facebook, and then we're going to cut off from you. I declare by the authority of the Word of God that the veil of limitation that's operational in your life this very moment is lifted off of you. We take it off of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we declare by the authority of the Word of God that you start afresh. Your eyes are open. The scales have fallen off. You are a new creation. The old is passed away. And from now on, your essence, even the glory of God resting upon your life, shall be seen. In the mighty name of Jesus, be empowered to succeed. Be free now from every lie of the enemy. In Jesus' name, we decree it so. God bless you. We'll see you back here tonight for another time together in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember to bring your communion. Drop your offering. Bring your communion. When we minister to you, then you can have your communion. Okay? Huh? We'll open it after we finish, so we don't spill. That's right. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, take the fear off of you. In Jesus' name, the glory of God rest upon you now. Amen. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, we take the veil of confusion, defeat, everything that the enemy has put on you. We remove it from you now. You will now be seen. You'll be held, and the glory of God rests upon you. In Jesus' mighty name.